With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and we're talking now with Julie Barry, who is the Senior Planner of Arts and Culture in the city of Salem. And Julie, it's probably been a few years since we've chatted, so how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Rick. Thank you. Thank you so much for reaching out today.
We love talking about this stuff in Salem. Salem seems to have something going on culturally, art-wise, entertainment-wise, year-round. But this particular press release that we got from you, it's a call for artists that has something rather unique, in, at least in my experience. Could you tell me a little about the request for submissions for temporary interactive public art and what that even means?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking. So the City of Salem has partnered with the Massachusetts Area Planning Coalition and the New England Foundation for the Arts, and we participated in a program called Making It Public, which is all about making artwork in the public realm and creating art that is fully accessible to the public in a variety of ways. So we participated in a cohort sort of learning experience with that. We received a grant that seeded this call for artists, and then the Public Art Commission for the City of Salem devised sort of the parameters for what they would be looking for in a piece of public art here in the city. And so it did have to be, the requirements were that it had to be temporary. And then the Public Art Commission here for Salem thought that it would also be great if it could be interactive in some way. So either a something you could play with, or maybe it was musical in some way, or kinetic and, you know, moved when you pushed it or pulled it or the wind blew. The interactivity is not prescriptive. It could be any type of interaction. And we're just looking for proposals from creatives in the area. You don't have to identify as a public artist to participate. We're really just looking for creative proposals for ways to activate our underused public spaces in Cambridge and Salem, and to get people into our parks that aren't fully used.
This sounds fascinating, and I know that as I've traveled around in my my elder years here around the North Shore, we see a lot of murals now on public buildings that never would have happened back in the 20th century. As an example, in Gloucester, there's a giant lobster in one of the buildings. But this kind of fascinates me in terms of its being interactive. Do you have an example or a place where it might work? I mean, I know this is sort of just like a blank palette.
It really is. We're looking for the creatives to drive the design here. Mm-hmm. We really want the artists to have autonomy over the project and to come to us with their biggest, their greatest, their wildest ideas, and and really challenge us as arts administrators to be creative and think outside the box. And so we're kind of putting it in the hands of the artists, because mostly artists don't get the opportunity to really do that when municipalities are looking to engage with artists. We usually have very specific parameters and boxes that we're hoping to check. And so this felt like a really wonderful way to hand some of the control back to the artists and invite them to really use the full capacity of their creative mind.
It sounds so interesting. It sounds so interesting to me, because I'm a math teacher, high school math teacher, and I'm strictly nuts and bolts and logic. You know, A implies B, B implies C, then A implies C. So to understand, or at least to be able to enjoy the creative process like this, again, it fascinates me in what could take place. Now, there's a significant stipend here, and maybe you could tell me about the logistics of those who would be applying.
Sure. So it is a $12,000 grant that would go to the artist or group of artists that are applying as a team. And we give a third of that up front for supplies and execution, and then a third of it in the middle point at sort of the okay, you're working on your fabrication, this is your final design, we're approving it. And then once it's installed, they get the final third of the funding. And the application itself, we tried to make really simple and as little list as possible. We're not asking for fully fleshed out proposals. There is a very simple online form where you need to submit a description of what your temporary piece of interactive public art would look like, you know, what it would look like and feel like and how people could interact with it. You just give us the written description of that. If you wanted to provide a sketch, that's awesome, but that's also not required. So we're not asking for fully fleshed out designs. We don't need AutoCAD drawings. We don't need, you know, professional renderings. None of that at this stage. Just examples of past work. And then based on the sort of description that the artist provides, along with their resume and examples of past work, then the jury, the art jury that will be looking at this will make their decisions from there. So we're really trying to make it very accessible from artists at any level. We only ask that you have at least 1 year of experience creating art of a similar type to the project that you're proposing. So you could be a brand new artist looking to really dip your toe into public art, you know, just having a very basic 1 year experience in art to be considered for this grant.
I'm going to have your links up on our post to the application and the other information as well. But maybe Julie, you could just go over briefly the timeline and deadlines, things like that, and when this you're hoping for this all to come to fruition?
Sure. So the deadline for submissions is 4 p.m. on Thursday, December 15th. So you do still have about 2 weeks to get your proposals in. I'm also happy to answer any and all questions that anybody might have. So if you wanted to put my email address out there as well, that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
It's jbarry, B-A-R-R-Y, at salem.com. I'm happy to answer questions and provide feedback on, you know, ideas or thoughts that people might have. And then we're hoping to begin, we would have our contract signed before the end of the calendar year. The artists would begin working in their studios in January with implementation in the spring.
Sounds fantastic. And just one other question, the art jury. I presume there are going to be people who know about art on the art jury.
Yes. Absolutely. So it will be members of our park and recreation crew, members of the Public Art Commission, of course, artists, representatives from the community. And so we have not identified specifically who's going to make up that jury yet,
mm-hmm.
But we wanted to wait until we got a few of the applications in to kind of see what media people are leaning towards so we can ensure that the complement of jury members is appropriate for the types of applications that they're reviewing.
I look forward to seeing what happens. I can't wait for the press release when things are underway. But before we go, Julie, is there anything else about the arts and culture department that you'd like to mention as we approach as we're in the holiday season, I guess?
Absolutely. I'll mention two things very quickly, and thank you for the opportunity to do that. First is a entirely free series of performances that will be happening in Old Town Hall and Derby Square called Merry and Bright. They are not associated with any specific holiday practices. They are just celebrating the holidays in general, and so we have some staged readings, vendor markets, you know, caroling, just some really wonderful holiday activations that are all free, and you can find those all on salemma.gov/Old Town Hall, which is where the information for the Old Town Hall activations happen,
mm-hmm.
and that's from now through December 18th.
Okay.
So take a look at that soon. And then the final thing that I would love to mention is that Salem is very honored and extremely happy to to announce the installation and dedication of the Nam Ki portrait. This is a portrait that has been in development for over 2 years by an Indigenous artist with the local Massachusetts Tribal Council to represent members of the Tribal Council's important figures from Indigenous culture that were here in Salem. And this painting is going to be installed in City Hall Council Chambers and then dedicated. We'll have a dedication ceremony on December 14th at 11 a.m. And so we're just incredibly honored to have this opportunity to work with the local Massachusetts Tribal Council and to sort of give back to our Indigenous community in this way.
That is Julie Barry, the Senior Planner of Arts and Culture in the City of Salem. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. All right, let me just stop the recording.